SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, April 28th.
It's with a bit of sadness that we say goodbye to the Spring Classics for another year. The grit, the chaos, the sheer drama of one-day racing is mostly behind us as we now shift gears to focus on the tours. And it finished in classic style at the Doyenne, the old lady, Liège, Bastogne-Liège. The men's race, honestly, kind of fizzled out like a balloon losing air. Tadej Pogačar rode away for another solo victory. It was impressive, sure. But am I the only one getting a little tired of the same script? Even Pog looked slightly bored as he rolled across the line once again. The real excitement was behind him, where Ben Healy and Giulio Ciccone dug deep to just barely hold off the chasing peloton for the final podium spots. Meanwhile, an interesting subplot unfolded. Remco Evenepoel completely cracked on La Redoute. His form looked almost too good to be true a week ago. And, well, turns out it was. Fresh legs without the solid base. He's got a bit of work to do before the Tour de France this summer. Now, over to the women's race, and finally, a bit of unpredictability. Coverage kicked in just before La Redoute, and from there, it was total chaos. Anna van der Breggen's brake was pulled back. Cedrin Cabal attacked again and again. Lotta Kopecky clung desperately to Demi Vollering's wheel up Rochefoucauld, but eventually cracked over the top. And somehow, Kim LeCourt, the Mauritian national champ, who looked out of the race just moments earlier, clawed her way back to the front, essentially swapping places with the world champion. Honestly, you'd be forgiven for thinking you were seeing double with those nearly identical jerseys. Who at the UCI signed that off? Into the final kilometre, it was everyone's guess who had the speed. Puck Peterset and Vollering have both won in Liège before, but LeCourt hit the front and neither could come around her. The first major win for the Mauritian champ, and definitely not the last.